For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Today, Mayor Bill de Blasio rolled out a citywide plan to reduce crime in some of New York City's most troubled public housing projects. He said despite federal neglect, the city needs to shore up and strengthen the housing authority.
I came into office with a commitment to improving the experience for NYCHA residents overall and to improving safety in particular. This has been a priority of the administration. As I've said, we take responsibility for NYCHA at City Hall. That's something that is a hallmark of this administration.
De Blasio said the improvements would begin at 15 troublesome housing developments. Those 15 projects make up 20% of the violent crime across 334 housing authority developments. The mayor put out a $210.5 million citywide plan to reduce crime. He says the plan will have real and immediate impact.
Right now, 150 light towers will be put in place for this summer, spread across those 15 developments, 150 light towers to light up the areas that have previously been obscure and problematic and make it easier for the NYPD to do its job. We're also making a huge effort to remove the sidewalk sheds, yes, all that scaffolding that unfortunately made it easier for the criminal element. Obviously, the effort is ongoing to install the previously allocated security cameras. That is moving. We have a commitment to put all those cameras, $27 million worth in 49 developments, by the end of this year. Additional cameras will be coming behind that. Of course, most importantly, more cops on the beat in NYCHA.
Public advocate Tish James says safety improvements will make a big difference for tenants.
By fixing building doors and changing keys and increasing lighting, both in and around the perimeters, but also in the hallways, all around complexes, we can change the conditions on the ground. You see, criminals are less likely to gain entry to a building if the door is working properly. And they are less likely to commit a crime if the area has the appropriate lighting, because most criminals do not want to engage in wrongdoing in the light. And so we've got to bring them out to the light and stop them.
Too often, de Blasio says, we say to young people, do the right thing, but then kids have nowhere to go.
Young people in these 15 developments need a positive, safe place to go. We're going to make sure they have that place, and that's going to make a big difference in their lives. So this is happening literally right now. It started happening yesterday. This is a right now thing. So 107 community centers at NYCHA developments across the city will remain open till at least 11 p.m. during the summer months. At least 11 p.m. 107 sites across the city. Tens of thousands of young people will have the opportunity to take advantage of them.
Besides funding 200 additional police officers dedicated to safeguarding the facilities, the funding will also go towards installing those security cameras and lighting systems and keeping those community centers open later.